Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. What's up, guys? It's Duke for the Self-Positive Podcast. Today we're going to talk about making self-development shit work for you. There's so much information out there on the web now. It's ridiculous. I'm my own blog. I've been blogging solidly for a month now every day. Now it's going out into podcasts, going over Instagram. It's going, you know, multi-stack Gary V content model. But just my content alone is like multiple books worth of shit going out into the world. People upload to YouTube like hundreds of hours of video a minute. And a lot of them are how-to, self-help type videos. And I watch a lot of them. And, you know, the information is out there. But you, and me, really, are just kind of stuck where you are at. Like, you, who you are probably isn't significantly better than it was 3 months ago, 6 months ago, last year. I spent a lot of time in a company that I started back in 2013 or something, and I produced like 500 YouTube videos. I did, you know, just hundreds of hours of content, and I never made any money with it because I didn't step out and apply the stuff that I knew that I should be doing. I followed all these mentors and gurus on how to, like, put things out into the world, and then I put them out in the world, but I never, you know, called to get people to buy stuff. And so I got incredibly good at releasing content that I wasn't getting paid for, and haven't stepped to the next level there. Now I'm implementing it, but it took me, I don't know, 4 or 5 years to really develop the self-confidence and to get rid of the self-doubt that it took to put things out into the world and then be confident that people were going to give me money for them. So I'm actually developing a course that's going to be out in January. This isn't an ad. It's just a thing that I'm going to actually start charging for. And all of my free content, like this podcast and all the blogs and all the Instagram stuff and all the videos and all that stuff is still free. But the courseware is going to let me dig in and work with clients that really, really want to make a change fast. So this podcast is not about them. It's about you. If you have consumed a lot of content, but you still aren't moving anywhere in your life, this blog post is to teach you basic concepts on how to actually get yourself to take fucking action instead of sitting around and letting shit go in one ear and out the other. So the first thing I want to tell you is you've got to be specific. There's some other blog posts I wrote on goal management and, like, you know, what NLP calls well-formed outcomes. But you have to be specific, right? Like, you have to be clear in what you want. The more clarity that you get, the better you're going to be able to sort of manifest the solutions to those things. You see, if you already had the solution, one that worked, the one that actually got rid of your behavioral motivation blocks, things that didn't scare you, if you actually got a hold of a solution that worked with all of those variables in place, then you would have implemented it already, and you wouldn't have the problem anymore. But if you've been banging your head against the same problem, even though you know what to do and you can't get yourself to do it, then that's a different issue. That's something that, there's something inside that you haven't resolved yet. And chances are, it's because you're not being specific enough. Because your mind will come up with solutions for things that have nothing to do with the way that you thought they should come out. Like, your limited viewpoint that you have now is the limited viewpoint that you continue to have until you add new data into it. So, if you try to approach a problem with just the same methodologies and strategies that you had before, you're going to get similar results to what you had before. If you add new data into the mix, have a little aha moment, and then immediately take action, then you have something that you can use in a feedback loop. Like, if I wanted to, here's an example. If I wanted to, say, release a podcast every day, which is what I'm starting now, I looked up some models and people who are doing that. John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, he listed out a whole bunch of questions, and then he gets a new guest every day, and then he just asks them the same questions, cuts the podcast, puts it on his blog post, gets it transcribed, and then goes on to the next day. And he dedicated himself to do it every single day and to iterate on what was working, what wasn't working, as he moved along. And his podcast is fucking fantastic now. When it first started, it was still pretty good. But now he's sort of tweaked and made all the little changes that he needed to master what he needed to do. And now he teaches a whole big course on podcasting or whatever. So I spent a whole lot of time doing daily videos for an old company I worked for called Pickup Daily. And I put like 500 videos out. I shot, edited, came up with concepts every day, transcribed keywords, all that stuff. I did it. And I just grinded it out for a year. And what that did is it gave me the ability. I mean, I always had the ability to create content every day, but it gave me the confidence to know that I could. And so when I took on this project, the self-positive project, I thought, okay, I'm going to do a daily podcast. I'm going to do daily videos. I'm going to do daily lives. I'm going to do daily this, that, that, you know, across the whole social media sphere. And just give people a lot of fucking value and explore the things that I'm, like, truly interested in right now. And so I did. And I know that I can produce daily content because I've done it. I, like, went out and I did it. But I found a model, John Lee Dumas, and a bunch of other people on YouTube. I just searched how to release a podcast every day. I ran into Gary Vee on there, and he said to do it through Anchor because you could do it from your phone, and it was easy, and it was, you could document your process and put it out into the world. So that's what I'm doing here. And I found the model, and I just blocked out the time to do it, and I got rid of all of my little behavioral issues that I had. I didn't want to get judged. That was my first issue. I didn't want people listening to be like, well, Duke, you're stupid, and I don't see why you're putting this out there. You're dumb and fat and lame, and I hate you. Because that's what kind of stopped me on YouTube back in the day. I put stuff out, and then I got all this negative comments, all this hate, all this craziness, and it made me feel sad to put the content out because I felt like I wasn't good enough. I wasn't effective at communicating what I needed to communicate. So it stopped me from, you know, pushing forward and moving into, you know, guru status or whatever. Now, I don't give a fuck about that. You know, I took the requisite steps to smash myself up against all the bullshit. And now I don't give a fuck whether you guys judge me or not. If you hate, go the fuck away. If you like it, fucking leave a positive comment and share it with somebody, because I truly believe the stuff that's coming out of my head right now is helpful to some people who need it in their life. Just like the people who came before me, who I listened to, that helped me get over roadblocks in my head. So the first thing is to deal with taking action. The first thing is you have to find a model of a strategy that you can see works for you. there is all sorts of stuff with the social media example that Gary Vee does that I can't do. I don't have a team. I don't have a bunch of people to do my editing. I have to do everything on my own, and I have limited amounts of time because I have to make some money for myself and pay my rent and shit. So I can't follow Gary Vee's model because I don't have the resources to do that. Another guy that I was following for a long time, Miles Beckler, he is just phenomenal. And I hired his team for a little while to do blog SEO stuff. And, like, they're just amazing. But right now, I can't afford that stuff. And so I need to find a way to put content out in the world that is more maintainable than having to pay out a whole bunch all the time to get everything marketed in the perfect way. Fuck perfect. Fuck it. I found Sean Mice, who's a internet marketer and a blogger, podcaster, or whatever, and he is just over, he's all about speed of implementation. And another thing I got from Stefan from Project Life Mastery, he is about speed of implementation. Just stick it out there, see what sticks, and then iterate on that. Make improvements as you get the feedback from what's going on in the market. So I just put it out there. And that speed of implementation, like taking quick action on what you can implement on a strategy that makes sense to you quickly, that is the key. That's the way to do it. So if you want to actually moves things forward in your life and do the things that you want to do, you need to find a strategy that is bite-sized chunk for you, like something that you can do that is going to, sorry, Lindy's coming from work here, find something that you can do that's something a bite-sized chunk that's going to, that you can see yourself accomplishing in the next hour or whatever, and then take action on it, see what happens. If you see what happens and it comes out positive, then you can iterate on that. If it comes out negative, then you can scrap it and do something different tomorrow. That's really the way that you can move forward at the pace of your learning, at the pace of your insecurities, at the pace of the things that hold you back, and then iterate on that. And in very little time at all, if you just keep the consistency up, you'll be able to put things out into the world that have meaning, that are truly connected with an audience that has found you due to the fact that you put yourself out there. So that's my thought on taking action in the self-development world. You have to just find something that is bite-sized, take action on it, check out the results, get the new data so you can make better decisions on how to iterate. I'm Duke DeLake for Self Positive Podcast. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow we're talking about self-doubt or something. If you like it, add some stars in the iTunes store and on the Stitcher thing. And if you don't like it, move the fuck on. Anyway, stay awesome, stay positive, and take some action today. Get some feedback. Be a better person than you were yesterday.